And now with me in the KRVS studios with the Acadiana Center for the Arts are Bree Sargent and Sarah Michaela Brown wearing another hat, not the improv hat. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk, and there's a lot going on in downtown Lafayette at the ACA and all over the downtown area, in large part because it is the Student Expo exhibit. What is that, and how does it tie in all kinds of exhibit spaces downtown, Bree?
Sure. So this is actually our fifth annual Student Arts Expo. And once a year in May at the Second Saturday Art Walk, it becomes not just about professional artists, but also about student artists. We have an incredible amount of talent in our community. We know among adults and practicing professional artists, but we also have an incredible amount of talent in our schools. We have lots of students who are incredible visual artists and performing artists, and this is their day to shine. This is the day that the community can come out and see a lot of the things that are happening in our schools throughout the year. This is just a small piece of it, but there are thousands of students represented on this day, and it's a grand art walk. It begins at noon. And it goes until 8 p.m. It's all over downtown, a lot at the ACA because of we have a lot of space in our building. But we also have 12 or 13 other host sites that are giving us a piece of, or if not all of, their studio or restaurant or gallery spaces to exhibit student work.
What a lot of coordination that goes into this, Bree.
Yes, I have to take my hat off to Paige Krause, who works with me in the education department, who is running a meeting with our teaching artist right now, so can't be here. But she actually coordinates all of this. She accepts applications from businesses and from teachers in Lafayette Parish Public Schools and sees what businesses have to offer and what schools are looking for space-wise, and she pairs them up based on that. So she'll say, okay, Catherine Drexel Elementary is interested in 6 linear feet of space, and Borden's has 6. So Borden's will be hosting Catherine Drexel. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm giving
you
an example.
So the physical space is determined in many ways by the kind of art and how much the students have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And over the years, since this is our fifth year, there have been lots of great relationships built between gallery and business owners and teachers. And so some people, before we even start talking about the expo, have already made their pairing, and they tell us who they're going to be working with.
Okay. Well, that works really well. That's kind of organic, and I guess that really fits.
It does, and it's really nice. It's a great way of bringing the schools and community together to sort of pair these people up. So many of them have built these relationships and end up working with one another, and they know what to expect, and they know when they can hang and all of those kinds of things. So it helps us out a lot on coordination as well.
Right. And, you know, you also think about, you were mentioning we have so many talented visual artists, adult visual artists, but they were all students, and many of them students in schools in this area coming out of those art programs. So you
and
just
many
never
of,
know.
You're right. And many of them now are actually teaching. Many of those those professional artists have gone into and become teaching artists in the talented program through the public schools or in one of the ancillary programs that we have, like PACE, that go into the schools, and arts educators in the high schools.
We have a couple great pieces here in our studios donated by some of those artists, Stephanie Patton, Troy Duga, who are all working with the talented kids.
Yes, and they all taught in the PACE program as well.
That's
with
right.
Kindergarten through third grade students.
Yeah.
Yes.
So an incredible symbiotic relationship between those very professional artists and the school systems here in this community.
Definitely.
Really serves us all very well. So lots going on downtown. You said it starts at 10 o'clock?
It starts at noon.
Noon. Mm-hmm.
Noon is actually when the opening ceremonies are, which take place at the ACA's James Devin Munkus Theater. And we'll have all of the partners speaking and kicking it off. We've got our poster artist, who is an 8th grade student at Moss Prep named Angel. She will be there and will present her work. We also have a special project that we're really excited about. At Evangeline Elementary in second grade, French immersion, they worked through a program called Art Time, which was actually a Department of Education grant that placed teaching artists into the classroom to work with teachers in teaching the teachers how to incorporate the arts. So not just having the teaching artists do it, but actually give the teachers a vehicle to do that themselves so that they'll do it all of the time. And in that project, they actually decided to create a three-dimensional model of Paris and its suburbs. And you can see that in the art house upstairs at the ACA now and during the expo. But during the opening ceremonies, the students from that class are actually going to be singing some songs in French. So we're really excited about that as being a part of
our
opening.
Did you say those are second graders?
Second graders.
Who did a model of Paris?
Yes.
Amazing.
It was pretty incredible. The teaching artist went in and said, what can I support you with in the curriculum, looking at the Common Core? And the teachers looked at cultural settlement and geography is what they were interested in. So the artist said, well, why don't we build a three-dimensional cityscape? And the teachers, who are from France, said, can we do Paris? So it's beautiful, and it's Versailles. There's a model of Versailles, and it's all done with recycled material, so old cereal boxes and water bottles and pine cones and things, but it's just beautiful.
Well, that's I know one piece I'll want to see on Saturday. So that's upstairs in the
That's in the art house upstairs at the second floor. Okay. And we actually have maps and programs available on our website now at acadianacenterforthearts.org. We'll also have printed copies the day of the event at all of the host sites throughout downtown. So you can actually find out where everything is taking place if you're interested in seeing your child's or your neighbor's child or your grandchild's work. Then you can look for it specifically on that map.
So if you go to the ACA website, there will be a place where you can download that map.
Yes, the map and the program of activities. So it lists times that all the performances will be taking place, as well as locations of each of the visual arts exhibits by school.
So you've mentioned a number of the visual arts exhibits and some of the schools involved in that. What are some of the performing arts groups?
We have performing arts in nearly every art form, lots of music. The Lafayette High Jazz Band, which is always a treat, will be closing out the evening. We've got choral performances from several of the elementary and middle schools. L.J. Alamo and J. Wallace James have ensembles by nearly all of their music departments, band, strings, piano, percussion, guitar. Alamo's theater group will be performing. The Early College Academy has a drama club, and they will be doing an excerpt from their new play that actually hasn't even opened yet. It opens at the ACA in a few weeks, called Shakespeare Giggles. L.J. Alamo is in the middle of a fantastic grant that they've been working with called Cowboy Campfire, Interpreting Westward Expansion Through Cowboy Traditions. And they will be doing a performance as a result of the work that they did. We also have poetry performance taking place at Carpe Diem. Lafayette High Strings are playing at Cité des Arts. Theater 810 is actually hosting the Talented Theater Department all day. They'll be doing several of their senior shows. So a wide range of performance happening as well.
So you could just spend the entire afternoon and evening in downtown Lafayette just reveling in the talent of these young people we have in this community.
And you can participate too. It's hard to look at art and not do it. So we've actually got a couple of hands-on arts activities happening. The Lafayette Public Library on Jefferson is hosting an activity. We'll have activities in the ACA led by some of our teaching artists. We also have the chalk walk happening. There will be students who have actually pre-drawn a lot of their work that will be doing squares of sidewalk chalk art. But at 1 o'clock, that opens to the public, and the public will be able to participate between 1 and 5 in Parc Sanssouci.
And do their own chalk pictures.
Do their own chalk. They'll have a canvas, a square on the ground that they can create their own. And then it becomes a little walk, so people can walk along and see all the chalk art.
So families can go and do art together in downtown Lafayette.
And it's free.
And it's all free.
It's all free.
So this Saturday, downtown Lafayette, we are speaking with Bree Sargent from the ACA about the Student Arts Expo 2014, their fifth annual Student Arts Expo. A wide variety of arts will be represented there, from performing arts to visual arts, musical arts. And you can find a listing of all of the performance venues and exhibit venues at the ACA website.
That's right. We're so excited because nearly every Lafayette Parish Public School is participating in this one day, so you can see it all in one spot.
Well, what a great way to show everyone how important the arts are in education and what it does for these young people.
Absolutely.
For more information, again, ACA website or give them a call.
Yes.
Now, in talking about the performing arts and how important that is in our school systems and particularly the public school systems, Sarah Michaela Brown, who's working with the ACA, also was going to talk a bit about the Play It Again program. And some of our listeners have known about this program for a while. PASA was doing that for a long time, and some other parishes have started that. Tell us about that. It's about recycling instruments.
Yes. It's a very simple concept, but really very powerful in practice. We take instruments from the community that are just no longer being used, and we take them and we have them rehabbed and restored to like new condition, and then we are then able to donate them back into the school system. Both here in Lafayette and sometimes in neighboring parishes. We focus on middle school band programs, and it's just a win for everyone. You get to see your instrument used that was maybe just sitting idle. It's just a wonderful program.
And I'm sure some people may wonder, how used can these instruments be?
You know, I've been working with Lafayette Music as our repair, and they say that they can repair any instrument, and that is true. They can absolutely repair any instrument. It also doesn't need to be what you think of as a traditional band instrument. As Bree was just saying, in Lafayette, we have so many different music programs. You know, it can be a guitar, maybe it's drums.
Strings, violins.
A piano even, you know. I mean, we can work with whatever it is that people would be interested in donating. And we can provide you with a donation receipt and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, and right now we're doing an instrument drive in the month of May. We realize it's the end of the school year, so students may be moving on from studying a certain instrument. It might be a good time, spring cleaning. So in the month of May, we're just kind of doing a big push to encourage people to donate their used instruments.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good time for spring cleaning, perhaps for students who have decided not to continue in music, or those seniors who are graduating and no longer need, especially maybe their marching instruments that they won't be using anymore. And they could possibly donate it to this program.
Absolutely.
And of course, if you are interested in the program but don't have instruments to give, I think you all also need help in the refurbishing of the instruments. Do you take donations for that?
Yes, we could take donations. And people can also consider donating a new instrument. A new instrument will be just as loved as a used and rehabbed one. So if people want to consider donating new instruments, I'd say we have a particular need for brass instruments. And yeah, see, I'm not a music
wind
person.
Instruments,
wind
probably
instruments,
flutes.
Yes, yes. We get a lot of requests for clarinets, flutes, trumpets. I would
saxophone.
Say those would be saxophone, yeah, things like that. So, but again, we can use anything.
Right. And do you give them to the middle schools or the high schools? Who do they primarily?
We really mainly focus on like upper elementary and middle schools was usually what we use to benefit. Sometimes I will get a specific request from a high school, and we're always happy when we can make a match. You know, we just had a situation that popped up where one of the dedicated students had been using a flute and her flute broke. And she was devastated and didn't have the means to get a new flute. So I get a call and it's like, do you have a flute? And I was like, I just got word from Lafayette Music that we got a flute. I mean, it was just one of those fortuitous things that a flute came in and it was meant to be for that girl, you know,
right.
As cheesy as that sounds.
That's right. And I mean, this is a fabulous program because if a parent of a child who's been in band knows how expensive these instruments are, and it really is out of the reach for a lot of parents, and especially for the younger ones you're talking about,
right,
who may not be certain that they'll continue on, and you don't want to invest that kind of money in the fourth grade or fifth grade until you're really sure that they will continue on. So this is just a great program for those middle schools.
Yeah. And what will happen too is, you know, certain schools, we just did a big donation to Acadian Middle. We've done a big donation to Alice Boucher in the past. And I was talking to James Balkenhall, actually, this reminds me of this, the band teacher at Alice Boucher. And he was saying he looks at like a saxophone and he can see the children that played that saxophone every year.
Yes.
You know, because that instrument then goes on to enrich the lives of many children because it belongs then to the school.
That's right.
So he sees the instrument and just sees all the children that have enjoyed it and got to sample it and got to try what band had to offer.
Absolutely. And in the same way that we were saying that so many well-known adult artists from this area were once in the school system here, there's some amazing musicians who went through the school systems here. And band was a huge part of their lives. And that made all the difference to be able to start on an instrument. Maybe they don't play that instrument now. But that's what encouraged and inspired them in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So great, great things going on in art downtown Lafayette. This Saturday, for Second Saturday Art Walk, my guests are with the Acadiana Center for the Arts, which puts on the Student Arts Expo. 5 years now. This is the fifth year. Starts at noon. For more information, you can go to the website. Bree Sargent and Sarah Michaela Brown, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.